Respected Sister Jayanti is with us. Person with a sweet personality, one who churns like an ocean. And so all souls are greeting you, saluting you. You have such an alaukik form, filled with the light of all bhavis. You have the blessing of Ma Saraswati in your words, sustenance from Brahma and sustenance from the Dadis, and definitely we receive the key for disinterest from all of that. Together with that, Dadi is also the additional head of this education and of this institution. So welcome. And so today we will listen to our sister. Om Shanti.
Sangam yog bahut meetha lagta hai na?
The confluence age is very sweet, isn't it?
Itna meetha na lage jo hum kahe bas
sangam. But let it be more sweet that we feel, let the confluence age just continue eternally. But at the confluence age, to make such intense effort that we're open to open the door to go home quickly, and the gates to heaven
open.
Because when we look at the condition of the world, we are seeing people are experiencing so many different types of sorrow. I wouldn't like to speak about all of that now, because all of you are fully aware of what's happening out there in the world. But definitely you say what Baba said. Can you not hear the call of the devotees? Devotees are searching for God. Together with that, many souls are experiencing so much sorrow, suffering, and so are wondering when the gates to sorrow will close. Yes, we are making our own efforts of how and thinking about how we can move forward, but at the same time, we also want Baba's revelation to take place through unlimited service. Today Baba said, if you recognize Baba, you'll be able to claim your birthright. We don't want there to be just publicity or advertisements. We've seen so much of that happen on the path of devotion. But let each soul recognize Baba, because for half a kalpa we have been separated from God. In the golden and silver ages, we experience the pleasure of the inheritance we receive from God. But then afterwards, for half a kalpa we have been searching for God. So let the soul now recognize God. And whatever they want, if they want peace, let them have peace. If they want happiness, let them have happiness. So what should my effort be like, so that both gates can open, the gates to liberation and liberation in life? The key is unlimited disinterest, an attitude of unlimited disinterest. So the question arises, what effort should I make to make this attitude emerge? When I look at the obvious movies nowadays, then truly I feel Baba is not giving us any laborious effort. He is not making us work hard. But Baba says, instead of effort, let there be love, not mehnat, hard work, but muhabbat, love. Experience the pleasure of super senses joy. Yes, let there be an attitude of disinterest. But at the same time, I remember two things. Then my effort is sweet and easy. When my effort is sweet, then I can do that all the time. If the effort is hard and difficult, I will do it for a short time and as a form of hatha yoga with force, but it will only last a short time. Our path is not the path of hatha yoga, it's the path of raja yoga. So if we make effort with a lot of force, then Baba doesn't want that. Yes, have determined thoughts and move forward with that determination. But let your effort be so sweet, so easy. Because we can then keep that. I don't have your phone. I'll put it on the table in the dining room. At that time we have disinterest. When we come back to the city, then Baba has told us the story that the mind wanders, let me eat this, let me do this, let me do that, let me go there. So that is not disinterest. But let me have such disinterest. So firstly, let me have all types of attainment from Baba. If before you were having a missing feeling of something and you're thinking, I haven't yet received this, I want this. So wherever there's a thought of desire, you cannot have an attitude of disinterest. When the thought of desire finishes, what has Baba not given us? Just think about that. Is there something still remaining that Baba has not given us? There isn't anything like that. So when you have the thought that Baba has given you everything, it's not just a matter of a thought. So when I experience this, whatever thought I have, Baba not only gives me that, but Baba gives me a return tenfold. Who has this experience that whatever thought you have, Baba always fulfills that thought? Hands are being raised slowly. Yes, now I can see. Yes, perhaps you've now understood the question. Perhaps you haven't understood the question at first. After becoming a child, Baba's child, Baba has given so much, you never even dreamt of that. Who could have thought that Baba would fulfill everything of ours in such a way, not only complete, but the soul would become overflowing, that you would be able to have so many treasures that you could give to others also. What the philosophers do not know, the story of the beginning, middle and end of the world, the devotees don't know this. The life story of each and every deity. The sages, not able to recognize God even after doing so much tapasya, but we have been able to know God and accept Him so easily. And God has accepted us and made us belong to Him. So since we have received so much, whether you say
Prince Swarup bana liya. ताकि अन्य आत्माओं को भी हम वो प्यार का अनुभव करा
सकें,
जिसमें हमें सागर की लहरें उनों तक पहुंचाते
रहें।
हम गिनती करते हैं कि कितना हमें सब कुछ मिला है, तो फिर उस हिसाब से बाकी क्या रहा जो हमको इस संसार से चाहिए।
और
जब ये सोचते हैं कि बाबा खुद भी हमारा बन गया,
भाग्य
हमारा इतना ऊंचा भाग्य बना रहे हैं, औरों के साथ हम शेयर करते चलें, कब ये हो कि हमको कुछ
चाहिए।
कई तो कहते हैं हमको अपने लिए नहीं चाहिए, ये संकल्प है कि क्योंकि अनुभव ये कहता
है कि
जिस तरह से माँ बाप को मालूम होता कि बच्चे को क्या जरूरत है,
When parents realize what their child needs, the child doesn't know how to speak about it.
There's
a small child, he's not being
aware
whether he's hungry or thirsty. But the mother becomes aware that he has his time, he gives the child a drink. So a mother takes so much care after the child. Now he's in Paris.
वैसे ही उसका स्कूल में रजिस्टर में नाम लिखवा देते
कि फलाने में
दाखिल होगा जब 4 साल का होगा, 6 साल का होगा,
when he's 4 years old or 6 years old, they have that much standing in the standing ahead.
तो बच्चे ने नहीं कहा कि
the child just said that I want to go to a good school.
बाप ने सोच लिया,
but the father thought from In advance is my child, and I want to send him to a very good school so he can have very good education.
तो हर बात में माँ बाप पहले से ही ध्यान रखते
हैं कि बच्चों को क्या चाहिए, और पहले से
बच्चे अनजान हैं।
The child is totally ignorant about all of this, but such preparations are made for him so that he is able to receive everything easily.
तो हम बाबा के पास आए,
So we had come to Baba,
we didn't know what Baba
is going to give
us. Someone
gave us an introduction, someone gave us a leaflet, and we came to Baba's home.
और ये भी पता नहीं था कि
कोई
इस दरवाजे के द्वारा हमारी सब मनोकामनाएं पूर्ण होने वाली
हैं।
जानकी के पास उसके बहुत छोटे से सेंटर पर गई,
क्योंकि
बचपन से पता तो था,
from childhood I knew about the Brahma Kumaris, I knew about Baba, Mama, Dadis and everything.
परंतु ज्ञान क्या है?
But I didn't know, didn't understand what knowledge is.
अनुभव की बात थी.
So that's the question of experience. But when I had this
phone,
I had the desire to listen to the knowledge from Dadi. As I continued to listen to that knowledge, the lock on the intellect continued to open. And within 6 weeks, I thought this is the life I have to create for myself.
आपने भी जब बाबा के द्वार में प्रवेश किया,
तो ऑल ऑफ यू आल्सो नो एंटर्ड टू बाबा
डोर,
यू डिडंट नो व्हाट यू वर गोइंग टू रिसीव,
परंतु बाबा ने पहले से ही आपका आह्वान करके अपने पास बुला लिया।
बट बाबा इन गोस टू ऑल ऑफ यू एंड टोल्ड यू टू गेट यू अराइव हियर एट द राइट टाइम,
यू हैव द थिंग्स ऑफ नॉलेज, और आपने सोचा
द लॉक ऑन योर इंटेलिजेंस एंड
यू थॉट मुझे अपनी
choose this elevated yoginis that I want for myself.
चलते रहे मधुबन भी पहुंच गए.
We arrived in Madhuban.
अवश्य ही पहुंच ही जाएंगे.
We definitely arrive at our aim.
तो जब ज्ञान की पहचान होती,
so when you have the recognition of knowledge, and in that when you recognize Baba, you begin to have yoga.
Yoga के द्वारा बाबा शुरू में बहुत सुंदर अनुभव कराते हैं.
बाबा को beautiful experiences in the beginning.
क्योंकि बाबा
देखते हैं कि मेरे पास वापस
लौट के
आया है. बाबा
खूब 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 प्यार देते
हैं. बाबा को खूब लव और लॉट ऑफ लव.
और आगे चल के
and as we move forward,
गहरी बातें समझ में आती जाती.
We understand all the deep things that Baba is telling.
तो जैसे जैसे बाबा का संबंध जुटता जाता
है, as you connect yourself with Baba, and the soul has that attainment,
वैराग वृत्ति उत्पन्न हो जाती.
परिवर्तन the food and diet changes, your way of living changes, everything is completely easy.
मुश्किल नहीं लगा, बहुत सहज हो गया. जिन्हों को मुश्किल अनुभव होता उनका फिर थोड़ा युद्ध शुरू में ही हो जाता, तो कोई चलते कोई नहीं चलते. परंतु जिन्हों को बाबा के प्यार का अनुभव होता, बहुत फास्ट परिवर्तन होता है. जो भी बाहर के बातों में नहीं, तो कोई सोच नहीं सकता था कि हम 3:30 बजे उठ करके कोई था जिसने सोचा था
कि
हम सोचते हैं कि ये सहज सहज जो परिवर्तन हुआ,
बट नाउ वी थिंक द ईगो ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन दैट टुक प्लेस
प्यार की शक्ति के द्वारा.
It was the power of God's love.
मुझे विश्वास है कि और भी बातों का जो परिवर्तन की जरूरत है,
आपके
साथ संबंध जोड़ते जाएंगे,
बाबा
को साथी बनाकर रखेंगे, उतना जो बात आप चाहते हो कि मेरे से अभी छूट जाए, वो जरूर छूटी जाएंगे. हम ये संकल्प करते हैं कि ये छोड़ना है तो भारी लगता, परंतु ये हम सोचते हैं कि बाबा से और क्या मुझे लेने की जरूरत है. और वो बाबा से आप लेते जाओ, वैसे भी बाबा तो दिल को बाएं पसार के खड़े हैं सब कुछ देने के लिए. परंतु कई बार हम खुद ही अभिमानी स्थिति नहीं बनाते हैं, तो इस कारण से हमें इतनी प्राप्ति नहीं होती. परंतु जब हम जो बातें बाबा ने कहा है इन बातों से दूर रहो, तो फिर वो जो हमारी स्थिति होती बाबा से प्यार और शक्ति और सत्यता लेने की, और जो जरूरत है आपको सहन शक्ति की जरूरत है, परख शक्ति की जरूरत है, जो भी जरूरत है बाबा वो आपको इतना भरपूर करके देते हैं, जो फिर सहज सहज जो बात छोड़ने की है वो छूट जाती. तो वैराग वृत्ति कोई मुश्किल बात नहीं है. प्राप्ति का अनुभव करो, प्राप्ति करते चलो, तो वो और बातें सब फीकी लगेंगी. बच्चे को कोई बहुत अच्छी मीठी चीज दो और कोई कड़वी दो, वो क्या पसंद करेगा? कड़वी चीज तो कोई भी पसंद नहीं करता है, दवाई के समान. कभी डॉक्टर ने दे दिया वो ले लिया वो अलग बात, परंतु कोई पसंदी की तो बात नहीं होती वो. तो जब हमें इतना मीठा सैक्रिन से भी मीठा बाबा मिला, और जो आप चाहो सुख चाहो, शांति चाहो, शक्ति चाहो, सत्यता चाहो। बाबा के भंडारे से बाबा का भंडारा बिल्कुल खुला है, आप लेते चलो लेते चलो। देने वाला अभी भी आप कभी बैठ करके गिनती करो, लिखो, लिस्ट बनाओ कि कितनी बाबा से प्राप्ति हुई है, और उसके कंपैरिजन में आप सोचो इससे पहले मेरी जीवन क्या थी, मीठी जीवन कौन सी। हम ये नहीं कहेंगे कि ये हमारी त्याग की जीवन है, हम ये कहेंगे कि हमारी वो भाग्य की जीवन है। कुछ नहीं है। कभी आप अपने
Sometimes you can ask yourself, today's world, at the present condition, what do I need? I feel that you won't have anything to add to that list. What more do I want? I'm receiving everything. Baba is giving me everything. It's just a matter of me taking what I want. But also look at the contrast. What was my stage before? What were the thoughts in my mind? What was the desire? What were the desires in my mind? Perhaps you had some requirements. You were aware of the condition of the body, and you see the more wealth someone has, even when there isn't that contentment, there's always the desire to have more. How can I multiply this what I have? They are never content with what they have, doesn't matter how much they have. The Baba's children, whatever type of body you have, Baba is making you move with that body, so you say thank you to Baba. Whatever body you have, you say thanks to Baba because you're able to use it in Baba's service. And however much wealth you have, the soul is content. Once Baba had said to Dadi Janki, you will always have just as much as you have a need for. There won't ever be a situation where you think that you're lacking wealth or you don't have enough wealth, but you won't even have so much that you have so much you think, what should I do this with wealth? You will always have just enough. However much you need, you will have that much until the end. That blessing has been useful. There's unlimited service, there's lots for that. But there's only enough for whatever need you have. So for myself also, will Baba not fulfill whatever my needs are? Once Sadi had said, when she was in bondage, it was a very severe bondage, also the accounts of the past. And Dadi had this determined thought to finish all bondages. I want to break all my bondages and surrender to Baba. I want to live with Baba. So Dadi thought, who is feeding all of them? Who is feeding all the animals and birds? There isn't anyone to provide for them. How does a bird live? Yes, the one up above is feeding. So if God is looking after the birds to that extent, so will the Father not look after us? So with this thought, Nadi continued to break all types of bondage and definitely came to Baba. She was already belonging to Baba with her mind, but then she came to lead a totally surrendered life. So to have such disinterest that there isn't any attachment, any pull to anything. Yes, you have relationships. At that time you feel it's a sweet relationship. But if you think about it with depth, a human being's give and take is with another person. What did I take? What did I give? Whether it's an account of this birth or of the previous births. Another word for the give and take is an account, karmic account. So when we have this connection, what is the purpose of me taking from anyone now? If I have even a slight thought, even now, if I want something from my Alaukiks or from the Alaukik family, this one should help me, this one should give me respect, this one should look after me and take care of me. You can have all types of thoughts, but when it's firmly fixed in your intellect that whatever I need to take, I also have to give a return of that. In what way will I have to give a return? I can't think about it at the present moment, but definitely I will have to give a return. In market life, if someone gives you a birthday present, then you would have to really pay attention that when their birthday comes, I will also definitely have to give them a return on their birthday. That's just a small example. But there are so many karmic accounts of so many births. And if you are continuing to add to that even now, then that becomes a big thing. So I don't need anything physical from any soul. I don't need anything from them even in a subtle way. Baba was giving me everything. Okay, I don't have work. Baba has given me such intellect that I'm able to earn an income with that honesty and look after myself. Whatever I have, I can lead a very simple life and just continue to live with whatever I have. I'm remembering all the things from Dadi because I've lived with her for over 14 years. I stayed with Dadi for 40 years in one room, and so many things of hers that I've learned from her keep on coming in my mind. At every step I remember what I learned from Dadi. So once Dadi had said, I keep an account of myself from morning till night. How much am I taking for this body, for this mind, and how much am I giving to Baba in return through service? So I keep this account. How much did I take physically? And how much did I give in return in service? Even the poorest wouldn't keep that much account of how much they have taken and what they have done. Baba's children, even within such an elevated stage, and they keep an keep attention of how much they have taken and how much they have given. And so in terms of that, yes, you cannot count how much you're taking from Baba even in a subtle way, but even in a physical way, what am I taking from others and what am I giving? So when I have this much disinterest, I don't want anything from the world. Yes, Baba makes the elements of nature my servant. So do I want to accept all of that things, or do I want to keep an account? Many people came and gave, so I wanted to give Dadi a key for a car. There wasn't a lot in the Baba's box. It was a very simple life we were leading. But one brother came and gave Dadi a key for the car. Dadi gave that key back to that brother. Why? Dadi said, I cannot accept this because Baba says I have to lead my life in a simple way. Not such a lead such a life that other people's attention is drawn. What are these people doing with all of this money? So then this brother said, okay. Then the brother said, what is it that's useful for service that I can give you? So that he says, whenever I go somewhere to give class or to give a lecture, then 8 to 10 people say, I want to go with Dadi. The family wasn't that big at that time. So you can bring such a car in which maybe 7-8 people can sit so that they can be served and they can come close to Baba. The Buddha was obedient and he came, he took away the fancy car and came with a serviceable car. So when you don't have any thought for yourself personally that I want this, then I've seen that the matter will become a servant for you for service. But I mustn't even have the thought, I cannot do service without this particular thing, I need this facility. In the beginning, the air souls that emerged, when the Dadis had a patti of 14 years and they came back to the world and went out on service to different in different directions, they didn't have any books, they never had any trolley, they didn't have anything in their hands. So how did they do service? Through their drishti. The knowledge that Baba gave through their lips, they continued to share that knowledge. So through their lips, through their drishti, through their thoughts, Baba continued to get them to do service, whatever responsibility they took, not just in Paris, but also the lands abroad. They said, I don't need anything for service. All I need is a clean heart and the attitude of the mind, a very clean attitude. And the thought, whatever Baba has given me, I have to share that with others. And so on the basis of that attitude, then atmosphere is created, and through that atmosphere, all the souls who come can come close. Where did service abroad begin from? Just 2 little rooms. They were little rooms, but they had a lot of damp. The walls were damp. Water coming through the walls, and so they were very damp. Dadi had a problem with lungs from childhood, but she didn't think, this place is not for me, what can I do? She never had the thought that my health will get worse in such a place. And from that small room, she did so much tapasya that all the main walls that service began, the instrument souls, they took birth in this little room. They took sustenance there and then they went abroad to many other countries and started service from there. I am sharing all of these things because these are my practical experiences. It's not a matter of theory. I've seen it in reality. The attitude of your mind, when that is completely clean, this is for Baba, this is Baba's thought, and whatever service Baba wants me to do, let that continue to take place by itself. And whatever facilities I need, I continue to receive them. So my strings of attachment should not be pulled to anything. So I just talked a little bit about the facilities, but many people think, if this companion was with me, if I had this service companion, then our service would take on a new dimension, and I've seen that in a practical way. From the beginning of the establishment of the yajna, Mama Baba and our Dalis, Dalis then became Avyakt. Even now, what is the proof of the service expanding? This is Shiv Baba's yajna, Shiv Baba's bhandara. Yes, we've got the examples of Mama and Baba in front of us, but Baba is enabling all service to happen. He's making us do it. So it's not that we are tempted by any kind of service. And really, Maya has a very sweet form. We think that we're thinking about service, we're not thinking about anything else. We think, Baba, if this companion was with me, then service would take place. In reality, that is my... Whoever Baba wants service to take place from, it can be a very simple person, very ordinary person, but Baba would enable us service to take place very beautifully. Whatever is Baba's revelation that is going to take place, Baba will enable that to take place by itself. How much fortune do I want to create for myself? Test of my sanskars. We just mentioned the name of Maya, but Maya, something that doesn't even exist, we say it's Maya. What is not reality, what is not the truth, we say that's Maya. But really, the fact is, that's a test of the transformation of my sanskars. What am I thinking? What am I doing? Am I moving forward? Or have I got stuck in something? So let me continue to check. Let there not be any attachment to anything. Whether it's in a physical way, in a subtle way, in a spiritual way. If I get stuck to something, then there's the karmic account of give and take. Then I won't be able to reach my karmati stage. I move back from that. So the first main thing I shared was the attainment from Baba. And then another thing with which you can easily have disinterest is to remember we have the golden aged world in front of us. So what are the preparations I need to make to go to heaven? There's a beautiful sentence from Baba. Now the world is being created through your sanskars. Some words from Baba are such that you don't forget them. Yesterday Baba shared many beautiful things. One of them was this, that this new world is being created through your sanskars. So the scene that Baba has shown us of heaven. So in what way am I developing those sanskars to enable me to reach that golden aged world? To what extent am I creating that new world? And within that, I'm able to easily develop this attitude of disinterest. If I want to open the gates to the golden aged world, then I have to make my sanskars worthy of the golden age. Yes, there's a beautiful bouquet in the garden that's been created, but if one child is destructive when he pulls out everything, then the flower of garden of heaven would be destroyed just by... It doesn't take 10 people to do that. Even just one person can spoil the whole garden. And together with that, one person making effort to look after the garden. So if I'm wanting to create heaven, I have to do that through my sanskars. Let me have sanskars of loyalty, sanskars of being a bestower, sanskars of being a world benefactor. So when I'm able to do that, it's not in Parandam that I'll do that, but I have to create those sanskars here. Then the work of the establishment of the yoga can be completed. If the idols are not ready for the temple, then the temple cannot be called complete. The temples are ready, but if it has damaged idols, then people won't have any feeling for the temple. And heaven in Shivalay is established by Shiva. It's a beautiful temple. And it's the deities who will live there in their living form. And so if I reach the golden aged world, and I'm not talking about gold and silver, some people get stuck in abroad. People say, well, you only be thinking about gold and silver in the golden and silver ages. Baba says, look at your aim, that is Lakshmi and Narayan. Just see how sweet their form is. Look at how elevated their stage is. So this is what heaven is. Matter is your servant. If you have given happiness to matter, if you have given good vibrations to matter, then it's a law of nature of give and take. Then because you have given, then definitely matter will also serve you and give you happiness in return. But if being materialistic, I just consumed all the time, taking all the time, and I don't think about matter, and out of greed I continue to take, then just think how much suffering I've given to matter. So then definitely this is the return I will receive. Keep the scene of heaven in front of you. Keep the sanskars of heaven in front of you. And whatever you have to leave behind here, you will easily be able to let go of that. Then you'll be able to imbibe those sanskars of heaven. Do think the world of heaven is such a pure world. Baba is not waiting for us to return home for us to have a glimpse of heaven, but with the power of knowledge and yoga, Baba says you can experience that what the world of liberation, the world of silence, the world of peace is like. Just be detached from the body and fly to that world in a second, and you will feel how much peace, how much purity there is in that world of light. There are no worms there, but the soul is in any seed form. So since I need to go there, so I need to make preparations to the world that I'm going to. If you know that you're going to a hot country, then you will take clothes according to that place. If you're going to a cold place, then you'll take your clothes according to that. So in the same way, I want to go to the world of silence. I want to be there in that form in which Baba says we're going to go with him, hand in hand with him. You're not going to follow him. sometimes Baba says there's going to be a wedding procession that's going to follow, so I'm not going to be part of the procession, I'm going to be moving with the bridegroom. Then Baba says, at the end everyone's going to return home like a swarm of mosquitoes. But no, they want to go with Baba as stingers, not like mosquitoes. So if we want to go, we have to make preparations from now. Let us become less parking star now. Then we'll be able to go. It's the waste thoughts that will dull the sparkle of the soul. Just if I was faced with this sparkling and they look at someone and there's a difference on their face, then sometimes because of fear the face becomes red, sometimes their face becomes green because of jealousy, someone has something and I want that. So the face changes its color due to whatever is happening in front of the soul. So you can see the thoughts from the face by having waste thoughts. There's a shadow in the face as literally the sparkle of the soul becomes a little bit less. The more attention I pay to my thoughts, I don't allow myself to be influenced by anything. Baba said, when Maya comes, if you make your stage very strong, then Maya cannot pull you down through Baba's remembrance. But if you don't have Baba's remembrance, if you're remembering bodily beings, then Maya sees that here there's a little bit of weakness, and so she tries to catch hold of you and pull you down from there. Let me make such preparations that I'm able to go with Baba, fly with Baba. Then I have to see myself now. I have to make sure that there isn't any shadow of any person on me. If there's a shadow and my light is a little bit less, then I have to make extra preparation. You would have seen when you are making good effort and you are in a state of bliss and pleasure, lost in Baba's love and continuing to move forward, then everything feels like it's easy. The moment you stop having Baba's remembrance, you start remembering bodily beings, then the speed, the car was moving ahead, then it starts going backwards, and then you have to make extra effort. So if you continue to go up and down like that, it takes a lot of time. Your enthusiasm is reduced, your power energy is reduced, and then you get tired. And when you're moving with tiredness, you don't experience any pleasure. The soul is tired, the body is tired, so how can you be in pleasure? A matter of tiredness of the body is afterwards, but you would have experienced it. When your stage is elevated, then you can work for 18 hours and still you won't feel any tiredness. The body may be tired, but you'll take a little bit rest and you'll be fine again. But if your mind becomes tired, then it brings tiredness in service. But do a little bit of service, you won't experience any pleasure in that. Then you have the thought, let this finish quickly and I become free from that. So I continue to move forward in my effort. And the things of the past will not pull me. Otherwise the past is standing there to pull me down. So remember two things. the attainments I have received from Baba, and always remember what is my future. I want to reach home. Having become karmatit, I want to go to heaven, and I have to lay that foundation here with the power of purity and royalty. When we talk about freedom, liberation, let me not have any kind of bondage here. If I don't have disinterest, then definitely I'm trapped in some bondage here or there. To what extent am I free? Just see that for yourself. Sometimes there can be bondage even in little things. When someone had disinterest, they left their home, and Rani's wife said, put aside this stick also, why are you taking that with you? Otherwise, that stick will pull you back also. So, even it may be a tiny thing, but it may pull me back sometimes, and so not hold on to anything. Just be so bodiless and make such effort that you're able to free yourself. Then you'll be able to fly with Baba. And together with that, royalty means? Royalty does not mean something beautiful, something splendorous, but honesty. The truth in the soul is not attracted by anything. We found the true father, the true teacher, the true knowledge, and so we found everything. And so where there is truth, where there is reality, then that is our royalty. And so, sanskars of royalty will not allow your eyes to be pulled in anything worldly. So it's not anything difficult. Just continue to look at the attainment from Baba and continue to fly. You listened with so much attention, so many, many thanks to you. Now we'll sit in Baba's remembrance. Om Shanti.